about half of the federal government is at least 50 years old. One way to change that number is to bring new technology to your agency that will attract young people. Michael Ashford, Vice President of Strategic Partnerships at Granicus, is writing about it. He says some simple mobile technology can help fill your office with younger faces. Michael, it's great to have you on the program this afternoon. You have a top three list, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But the technology piece, we talk about millennials on an ongoing basis on this program and how to attract them to federal service, given that they're drawn to public service in the first place, but not necessarily the federal government. And we talk about technology as though it's some kind of silver bullet. I'm not suggesting that you're writing that it is, but I think that your emphasis on the importance of it is something that we haven't talked a lot about so far in this conversation about bringing a new generation into federal service. Do we have a sense of why technology is so important and why it is attractive to people and how they make decisions about where they're going to go work, Michael? Thanks for coming on today.
Yeah, thank you, Francis. I appreciate it and glad to be here. I think to answer your question, one of the things that is becoming more and more prevalent in our understanding of just why young people and young talent chooses to work where they do is because it's often based on the experience. It's not necessarily what the job actually is and what they do. Obviously, there's an outflow of, I want to do meaningful work. But a lot of it has to do with the experience of what I'm going to be doing day in and day out. And in a lot of young people's lives, especially in the millennial generation, their phone, mobile devices, mobile technology is a part of the experience of who they are as people. And extending that into their workplace is just something that is very, it makes a lot of sense to them. They want that same experience. They want the ability to do the things that they do in a social setting and bring that into the workplace. There's been a lot of research and a lot of articles coming out about that now, that it's the experience and the positive outcome of the work that I'm doing that is really driving young talent into industries like software development for a cause, a lot of nonprofits. And part of the issue also in how millennials see the federal government or just government in general is that it's very strict, it's very rule-bound, and for a lot of good reasons. But you know, the more we can pull out and see that the government is open and a willing adopter of mobile technology, the more that experience begins to change and the more that viewpoint begins to change with millennials.
Michael, I tend to stereotype mobile technology, I'm using air quotes around those two words right now, as phones and tablets. Is that appropriate, or am I limiting the definition of the mobile kinds of mobile technologies that we should be thinking about?
I don't think it's stereotypical to think of it like that. Certainly, phones and tablets are going to be the dominant player in that space. Part of what even, you know, I wrote about in that article that you were referencing on NextGov was, that could even be, I myself am mobile in where I can work, if we want to extend that even further out. So I can take my laptop for a few hours and go work at a coffee shop, and that I still am connected to the work that needs to be done, and I can still get it done. But again, my experience changes where I'm no longer sitting in an office chair, at a desk, in a cubicle, in front of a computer that's hardwired into a LAN network. It's actually that I am free to move about and be mobile and still do the work that I have been supposedly getting paid to do. So I think the conversation certainly starts with phones and tablets and the ability to connect and communicate that way. But I even think it's an extension of being able to be mobile where you work. I myself, I'm here at Granicus as the VP of Strategic Partnerships, and we're based in Denver, Colorado, but even as a vice president of our company, and I would kind of consider myself a fringe millennial, you know, I work remotely. And so that to me is another extension of being mobile. And again, something that a lot of tech talent, a lot of top IT millennial talent that's what they look for.
One of my New Year's resolutions then will be to think about mobile as the environment rather than the devices that make it possible. We have a link, right, by the way, Michael, to your Three Ways Mobile Will Attract Top Tech Talent in Government on NextGov at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. The first one you write about is up-to-date technology used by recruiters will impress new recruits. It really is, it sounds to me like it's an extension of the first impression, and you never get a chance to make a second one. If somebody shows up and is using technology that somebody views to be pretty dated, they're going to think, well, this is how the whole organization runs, I imagine. Is that what you're getting at here, Michael?
I think so. And even the fact that many interviews now take place via Skype, many transactions are done via phone and online methods rather than the traditional put on your suit and tie and come to a big office building and sit in front of a couple executives for a few hours. Even the fact that I can interview from a mobile perspective makes a difference to a lot of the young tech talent, because that is how, once they actually get into a software company or a technology-driven company, that's how a lot of the interactions take place today. Even though I'm on the other side of a building from some of the staff, it's I'm going to Skype them if I have a question rather than actually stand up and walk over to their desks. Now, I myself don't necessarily do that, but I'm putting myself in the mindset of a millennial, obviously, and saying, you know, this makes an impression on me of how I'm contacted. Am I contacted via a traditional job placement ad, or am I contacted via my LinkedIn network or a social another social network that I'm a member of? That makes an impression. And like you said, you can't get past that first impression, or it's very hard to overcome that.
Second item you write about is mobile operations allow for telecommuting with a more flexible schedule. We are seeing, I think it's fair to say, the federal government gaining ground here, if for no other reason than teleworking allows for a pretty solid continuity of operations plan. And we've seen it even a couple of times in weather emergencies where some parts of the government that have succeeded in telework initiatives went on as though nothing happened when offices were closed because of weather operations.
And a big part of this, too, is government's adoption of cloud computing. The ability to do my job from anywhere and be mobile in the physical and certainly have access to those things through mobile devices has really driven a lot of that, too. I think you're absolutely right.
The third item on your list is young graduates don't accept organizations that don't accept mobile technology. Fortunately, the transition that we're seeing in the federal government kind of takes this one out of the running as a problem, because agency after agency after agency is adopting some kind of mobile initiative, maybe not as quickly as young people would like to see them do it, but I can't think of anybody right now that is hesitating to dip their toe in the water a little bit, Michael.
Yeah, and I think that may be a stereotype that's still existing out there, is that government is perhaps refusing to adopt technology. And I think you hit it exactly right. There's this they're just slower than a lot of the private sector when it comes to it. And it's because they have different purchasing guidelines, obviously. They have different barriers as far as how and when they can spend their money. And that creates some delay as far as adoption of technology. But absolutely, we are past the point of governments, quote unquote, and I'm using air quotes now, refusing to adopt technology. The process is happening. It's there and it's in place, and it's just a matter of, you know, they're trying to catch up to where we are today, and it'll probably take a year or two as far as catching up to the private sector.
I appreciate what you've written here, Michael, and I thank you for coming on and talk about it. Three good ideas, and I'm happy to put that link, as I mentioned, at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth later this afternoon. Thanks for your time.
I appreciate it, Francis. Thank you.